You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, check it out. I'm very excited. Me, Luis J. Gomez, Kelly Festuca, the YKWD crew, or at least some of us, are going to be heading down to Foxwoods Casino June 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's one show, and Saturday, two shows. Late show is a nasty show. We're going to have a couple special guests on there. So make sure you get your tickets now. Go to my website, robertkellylive.com. That's a Puerto Rican driving by my house, if you were wondering. That's not my music. I don't know why you got to listen to music that fucking loud in your car at 3 in the afternoon. Jesus Christ. Ah, papi. That's why they can't hear. Huh? What'd you say? Anyways, I just made that up. Puerto Rican people can hear. They're so fucking racist. So anyways, go to robertkellylive.com for tickets. And then don't forget, I am going to be killing it up in Just for Laughs. I'm bringing the podcast up to Just for Laughs. If you're in Canada, if you're going to Montreal, Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, you better get your tickets right now to all my shows. Spread the word. Whoever the fuck's up there, fan-wise, I want you to spread the word. I want you to get people out there. Spread it on Twitter. Share it. Tweet it. Facebook it. Vine it. Instagram it. Buy my tickets now. I'm doing two-hour shows. I'm doing the nasty show all week. And I'm also doing the podcast up there. So buy the tickets to my hour show, Cry Like a Man, up in Montreal. And then buy the tickets to the YKWD show. Okay? I'm going to have Colin Quinn on, Big J. It's going to be an awesome show. I'm going to have Nick Turner on the podcast. So go to Just for Laughs website and buy your tickets today. If you live in America and you live up by Canada, Montreal, get over there. It's a very short trip. Get your tickets. Go up there. It's going to be a blast. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do is the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. So, and I just signed on to do Toronto. I'm excited about that too. So make sure you get your tickets. JustForLaughs.com and Comics Foxwoods. And now I'm fucking just rambling until I find my way back to GarageBand. You cocksuckers. RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates and info. Make sure you go there. Tweet it. Spread it. Make me famous. No, I'm kidding. Just fucking buy some tickets. Spread the word. Dude! You go to my website, dude, and then there's, boom, tickets, Facebook. This is part two of me and Joe DeRosa, special Thursday episode. I didn't want to make it a Monday episode. I don't know. It was supposed to be an hour. It was supposed to be tech talk. We wound up shooting the shit for an hour, me and Joe, because we have that fucking chemistry cake. And then we finally got into the tech talk portion. This is a real interesting hour, whatever it is, 45, 48, 50-something, something minutes, bar. But, you know, we talk Galaxy 4S. And I'm telling you, this son of a bitch, I've been a Mac guy. I had the first Mac Classic. I got the first Mac Color Classic. I got the 520C notebook, the first Mac notebook. With like a 3-inch by 5-inch screen. I got them all. I've been a Mac guy. I converted everybody. Norton, Anthony, everybody. To the iPhone. You don't need an iPhone. What do you need an iPhone? Stupid. Now they all have two iPhones. You don't need an iPad. What do you need an iPad for? They got iPads. Because of me. Just like the Zoom H4N. All right? But this Joe DeRosa, holy shit, has really twisted me up on this one. I might go get a Galaxy 4S. The thing is amazing. It's fucking amazing. So, listen to the show. I know there's a lot of Mac guys out there, and I'm one of them. I didn't get one yet. I'm not a traitor, Apple people. But I don't know. I might. This is, really fun. Pretty interesting. This is a Tech Talk with Bobby and Joe. It's the first edition of Tech Talk in a while. I'm going to be bringing this back big time. So enjoy this Thursday episode. Me, Joe DeRosa, a.k.a. Dangerous Joe, a.k.a. Joey Roses. Tech Talk, Galaxy 4S. Email me at ykwd@riotcast.com. If you have any comments, you love the show, you want to just give us accolades, compliments, people you like, things you like, you have any suggestions, comments about this episode. What do you think about the Galaxy 4S versus the iPhone 5? What the fuck is Apple doing? When do they come out with a new phone? I don't know. So, anything like that. YKWD@riotcast.com. Please email us. If you want to be on the show, you're an aspiring comic, or you're a fucking cool-ass fan, Kelly@riotcast.com. Email her. Plead your case. We gave out the prizes to the winning video, winning fan, actually. One was a song, one was a video. Couple of songs, actually. The other prize packs are going out soon, but that was fun. So you'll find out who that is on a secret, special secret, double probation secret episode that you have to find. But that's coming out anyway. I'm rambling. Make sure you go to tweakedaudio.com, get 33% off. Great headphones for the great price. They're not Bose, but they don't suck. So go there. Type in the code word DUDE when you check out. Buy a few pairs for people you know, for yourself. And get 33% off and free shipping. Bam. Boom. Dude, you got your headphones. Amazon.com link and Gamefly link on our page on Riotcast. Use them. 2 free weeks on Gamefly at Gamefly/YKWD. Gamefly.com/YKWD. And then use the Amazon link for anything that you buy. And if you want to send us stuff, 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. Jesus, 676A, 9th Ave, number 424, New York, New York, 10036. You guys have been sending us some weird fucking cool shit. Alligator jerky. And an applause button. Whatever. I love it. Keep it coming. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Dude out.
Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You know what, dude?
Tech Talk
with Bobby and Joe.
Joe.
That's how it goes. No, I did it right. The way I did it was I know you're just fucking with me now, but that's how it goes.
I'm getting really good at these ads, Joe.
That was great. I was like, I remembered everything you said. Seriously. Because those ads, there's a lot of details. Go to this page / this. What I remembered everything you said.
Right.
That was great. It was a great pitch. I didn't feel like you were selling me.
Well, here's what
serious.
I want. Here's what I want you to sell me. Apple hasn't come out with a new product in over a year. Oh man, you got a case for it? Is that a case? What is that? What is that?
It's a case that does that.
It's a case with a window?
I purposely unveiled it like that so I could see if it would stop you from talking.
So you can see through the case.
You can talk on the fucking phone when your case is on, dude.
Fuck you.
You can talk on the phone. When my phone rings, okay, you see this little illuminated window up there? when oh shit
oh it's okay
oh did it spill when my phone rings okay up here it says the person calling and then it gives you the red or green you know accept or decline uh-huh. right fucking there and I go what if I answer it I just slide my finger over put it right up to my face with the case on dude
I'm calling you right now motherfucker as soon as I get service. I don't have service.
Well, I'm on AT&T now, and I got to say, the service is much better than I thought it was.
Of course they did. You know why?
Huh.
They had to.
Yeah.
You don't even need, in my house, you don't even need, remember that box you used to have?
Yeah.
In the house?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have service in New York?
Yep.
Yeah, they got their shit together. Finally.
I have Signal. You should have Signal.
I have Signal. I was just joking. They have, here we go. You ready?
So I'll hold it facing you so you can see how it looks when you call.
Okay, I'm calling Joe DeRosa on my iPhone. And we're waiting. And I just lost service. And it's back. And it's ringing.
Okay, see?
Get the fuck.
See the two things, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I wanted to answer it, I just hold...
Okay, hit that. Go ahead, do
hold
it.
Hold this down, slide it over. There you go. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Joe.
We're right there. We're connected.
Let me hear it.
Let's compare speaker phones.
Okay. Okay.
Good.
Joe, what's
Joe,
up?
What's up?
Listen to that speaker.
Joe.
Joe.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, let me hear you.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hi.
Joe, your speakerphone is way fucking bad, dude.
And you know what is cool about my speakerphone? I'll show you this as we talk here.
Yeah?
There's the fucking speaker on the back of the phone. So if I'm playing a game or if I'm holding my phone like this watching something, I'm not blocking the goddamn speaker. And if I want to hear the person on speakerphone, I could put it like that on its back and it's fine. Or I could just flip it like that and now the fucking speaker is in the room and not down here coming out of the bottom. Wait.
All right, let's shut this. This is getting nerve-wracking with it echoing. I'm going to get a fucking... Oh, fuck. Smash my phone. Okay, but if it's on the back and you put it on its back, you can't hear it.
Yes, you can.
Why?
You can still hear it.
Why?
I don't know. I do it all the time. You can hear it.
Can I touch it?
Yeah.
Can I hold it?
I mean, I think...
What is this?
This is the Samsung Galaxy S4.
Why didn't you get the Note?
Because the Note's too big, dude, and it can't do all the shit this can do.
Why?
It's just a more advanced phone.
Okay.
Let's get into the features. I think the holding should be the last part.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm very fucking. I want to touch this thing.
I know you do.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'm aggravated about.
What
is that? Apple hasn't come up with a fucking new phone, and now they're gonna do this 5S shit again.
Yep.
Where they're gonna make the 5S better. Okay.
Yep.
But wait a minute. It's the same design. You fucking twats.
That's why I left.
And then I gotta wait another year to get the screen. Look at the screen on that.
Look how big and beautiful that screen is, dude. This is the highest resolution screen on the fucking market.
I just read today that this phone right now is the number one phone out there.
This is the highest res screen you can get on a phone.
Okay.
This is a fucking TV.
Okay, so here's the deal. The thing I'm going to tell you what I don't like about these phones.
What?
You can do too much shit, and it fucking bogs it down.
Oh, baby.
What?
Baby, you're wrong.
Why?
Samsung S4, not flash compatible for the same exact reasons the iPhone isn't, which is a good thing.
There's no flash.
No. And that's a good thing because flash takes up too much space.
I'm sweating.
I'm nervous. Samsung now has the Google Play Store, which is Google's version of iTunes. So you know you're safe in there. Amazon Market, Amazon MP3 download.
But everything is on iTunes. All my music is on iTunes.
Dude, Amazon MP3 download. And you know what I did with my music
on
iTunes?
What is that?
It's their download store.
Yeah, but all my iTunes stuff, what do I do with that?
I'll tell you exactly what you did. This is what made me finally switch, because that's what was keeping me at Apple, was iTunes. I swear to God, my iPod. And then I went, oh, wait a minute. I subscribe to Spotify, and I have that on my phone, and I can use Spotify whenever I want and listen to any music I want. And you know what? I'll pay the $20 a year for iTunes Match, and I'll listen to my iTunes through my goddamn Apple TV on my speakers at home with my soundbar. And that's my music for home. And with my music, when I'm walking around, I have Spotify right there.
You can't convert them?
Convert what?
Your iTunes songs? You can't convert them? There's got to be a hack.
Some you can, I'm sure. But I mean, this is where, I'm glad you brought this up. This is why I left Apple.
I'm glad I brought it up, if you're glad.
Yeah. I told you before, I said I'm half off Apple products. You started laughing at me because you sound like an addict.
It's a fucking addict. Yeah, it's such an addict thing to say.
I got tired of everything you're mentioning, and what I realized Apple does is... I realized what Apple's become, first of all, which is they were the cool kids that became the popular kids that needed to figure out how to stay cool. And the way they had to stay cool was by fucking with their customers. And that's bullshit. I don't play that fucking game. Fuck you. Get out of my face. And what I also realized was they get you rooted in with the apps. They get you rooted in with their apps. And then you're afraid to leave your iPhone.
Hang on one second. So what do you mean you're afraid to leave your iPhone?
They get you rooted in with their apps. The first pitch of the sales pitch with iPhone has always been the App Store. We have the most apps. Our phone can do the most things because of our apps.
But here's another thing, though. Here's another thing that's great about Apple that I love is that they don't allow the bullshit in. So it's almost like a clean room. Is it white? Is everybody wearing the same clothes? Yeah, but nobody has AIDS. Everybody has enough food, and we laugh and we giggle like you assholes outside of the bubble. But nobody's dying of AIDS or cancer in
here. And I'll tell you why that's bullshit, because they brainwashed us. They brainwash it, because I used to say the same thing. Apple, it's convenient, it's safe, it's this and that. Well, you know what? All of that applied before there was cloud technology. This fucking thing, I take pictures, you know what it does?
No.
Puts them right into Dropbox. It gives me a certain amount of storage on Dropbox. It puts all my shit into Dropbox.
Isn't Dropbox Apple?
No.
It's not?
No.
Oh, shit. What am I, an asshole? I have Dropbox. That's what I use for the podcast. That's what I use for everything.
This puts everything right into Dropbox for me immediately and lets me know you have photos that are ready to be shared with people. There you go. Boom. Go fuck yourself. Okay. You didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to plug it into shit. Nothing. And guess what? Our shit's more universally accessible than Apple's is. All the stuff about, like, I like that Apple limits what I can do with my phone. Yeah, there was a time where I agree with that. Until this. Oh, look at that giant fucking weather widget on the top of my screen that lets me know exactly what the weather's like outside. Oh, but I want to know what it's like all week. So I tap it, and the fucking weather for the week pops up. Right? Get out of that. Slide over to here. There's my calendar. What do I have to do today? It's right in front of my fucking face. I don't have to worry that I missed the goddamn calendar buzz and then I forgot about my reminders. All day, it's right fucking there. And if I want it to buzz me, it'll buzz me. Look at this. You want to just put a note with a reminder on your screen? There you go. You can if you want to. How many pages do you want to set up? It's up to you.
What is that note?
Make a choice. It was a thing I saw about how not to get angry, and the guy was like, you have to make a choice on the guy. So I have it on there to remind myself not to yell at people.
Tell with fucking women versus shemales.
Right. Yeah, cock versus vagina.
Make a choice, Joe.
I mean, you can set this up.
Wait a minute. What is that?
That's the fucking flipboard widget. So that's my flipboard widget. So news stories coming in. Yahoo News Feed, right fucking there. Look at that, dude. You scroll through it. Yahoo News Feed, right there, okay? Now, these are just the way... Look at that. Google search bar. Anytime I want to search anything, boom. Mm-hmm. Google News. There's Walkmate right there. Comes on the phone.
What's that?
That's the thing that you had that bracelet for that counts your steps and all that shit. It's right on your fucking phone, right?
Yeah, but okay, I have all this on my phone. I just have to go to the app.
You have to go to the app.
Right.
Excellent point, Bob. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
You have to go to the app.
Okay.
And you know what you have to do to go to the app on an iPhone?
What?
You have to find the app. You have to figure out which folder it's in. You got to open it.
So I'm going to tell you three apps that I have. My recording app, the movie app, the Trulia app, and my iTunes app. Right. So you tell me which one to find. And see how long it takes me. All right?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Trulia, whatever that last one was.
Okay, swipe, swipe, swipe. Okay. Okay, now Trulia's open. Go ahead.
Okay, you opened it. Now,
yeah.
Let me just show you this.
Yeah.
Let's say I had Trulia on this phone, which I don't. And I chose not to make it a home screen app because I don't use it every day.
Okay.
And I don't feel like I'm real anal. I like my pages organized. Like, this is the news page.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I want Trulia open. Here's what I do, Bob.
What?
See that thing in the bottom right-hand corner that says apps?
Yeah.
Boop. There's all my apps on the whole fucking phone in alphabetical order. It automatically organizes all of them. That's it.
But it's the same as the iPhone.
No, it's not.
Why?
You can't put all your apps in one fucking giant folder on that phone. Automatically organized in alphabetical order. I download something, it goes right into that folder, puts it alphabetically where it should be, and if I want to move it onto the to the desktop, for lack of a better term, for these screens, you move it on. And if you don't, and you go, I want to order something from Seamless, but I don't keep my Seamless out in the open. Hit that, that's the only thing. You scroll over to S, boom, you're right fucking there, that's it.
But can your app, can you do this? Open Trulia app. Now it's open. Can you do that?
Open Seamless app.
Opening Seamless.
She has a sexier voice than Siri.
It's open, dude. It's got S voice. S voice is better than Siri.
Why is that?
Because it understands what you're saying. Dude, you had the, remember when you called me that day and you go, dude, get the Google search app. The voice thing is unreal.
Yeah.
This is the fucking Google voice. This is the thing.
Yeah, but do I have to get a Google fucking email now to have that phone?
Huh?
I have me.com.
Oh, let me show you this one.
What? What? What?
S memo.
What's S memo?
It's like your notebook thing, you know? Which Apple has notebooks where you type stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like typing. I feel like taking notes with my finger. Oh, look, I can just use this like a fucking notepad if I want to.
Okay.
Why would the Apple phone have that? Why would they? It's only a touchscreen fucking device. Why would they let you do that in their notepad thing?
You can't do it in the notepad, but they have ones that you can do it in.
Well, I like that this is right fucking built in.
Oh, right.
Every one of their apps, by the way, every single app on this phone, like the standard apps at least.
Yeah.
Everything has the microphone dictation down to the fucking search bar in your web browser. You hit it and movieweb.com, boom, it fucking opens the page for you.
Dude. Okay, all right. So we got a bigger screen. We got a better functionality.
You got a bigger, better screen.
Bigger, better screen.
You got a higher speed processor. It's the fastest processor
fastest
on the market.
Fastest processor on the market.
On the market, which, and I don't know the number. I just know that that's true. Well, they do this. They got a thing called shortcuts. See that little arrow over there?
Yeah.
You just go like that. There's like shortcut apps. Like, hey, if you're on this page and you don't feel like swiping back to that page, but you know you got to get to your phone real quick.
Yeah.
There's your shortcut apps. Look at this, dude. You do the two fingers. What the fuck is that? I just found a new thing.
What'd you find?
If you do the single swipe, holy shit, that's fucking amazing, dude. I never saw that before.
What if you just found out that your phone can actually be used as a time machine? Just your phone. Where would we go right now?
Anywhere we want, baby.
But where would we go? Where would you pick?
Where would we pick? I'd pick when we started comedy and tell ourselves, get out.
Shit.
Dude, so single swipe, there's all your notifications, just like on the iPhone, right? But they give you these fucking, they put your setting shortcuts up top, dude.
Yeah.
So if you just want to turn your Wi-Fi on and off or whatever, and then this is what I just discovered. You okay?
Yeah, I keep dropping my fucking iPhone, falling off.
It's because you hate it secretly now.
Ah, shit.
Here's what I just figured out. If you double swipe up here, there's the shortcut to all your settings.
Well, dude, you can do that. If you jailbreak your iPhone, you can do that too.
I don't want a device I have to fuck with so then Apple can go, well, now we don't cover it anymore. Fuck you. I'll use the Apple products, guys. That's it. Dude, I got rid of my iPad.
What?
I got rid of it. I bought a fucking Kindle Fire. It's a better device, and it is a third of the fucking price.
I refuse. Now you're making me angry. Now you're making my Apple tattoo hurt.
It's a... Okay?
Listen to me, dude. The iPad Mini... Mm-hmm. The iPad Mini...
Right.
I will defend to the fucking death.
You can defend it
that
all you want.
That thing is the best... The iPad Mini... is the best tablet on the fucking market to me. The lightest, It fits in your pocket. It does everything the iPad does or any of these other fucking things do. It has I use that thing more than anything else. And it's not, it's fucking brilliant. And the battery lasts forever. I use it when I go to bed. I have that, I have a stand. I have a mount, okay, with a flex arm on my, okay? Yeah. So when I go to bed, you don't even see it. And I swing my iPad mini and it hovers over my face.
Okay.
If I want to read or Netflix or whatever the fuck I want to do.
Okay. I'll tell you this. Not an iRetina screen. Terrible speakers. Terrible. Unforgivably bad speakers.
Okay.
Kindle Fire, highest quality fucking screen on the market for a pad. Speakers that sound almost like you have speakers plugged into the fucking thing. You can watch a movie on it, and you're like, I'm watching a fucking movie right now. This is fine. And your home screen
I feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Yeah.
I don't know who to believe.
Your home screen on the Kindle? Now,
Are you my original wife?
I'm the lady on Mars trying to show you the way right now. The Kindle, it's got a feature that the iPad doesn't have, which is amazing. Your home screen, your main screen on the Kindle, has a thing called a carousel. All of your recent shit, whether it was a comic book, an app, a movie you were watching, in whatever app, all of your recent shit comes up in this carousel. All of it. And it's endless. And you can flick stuff out of it if you don't want it in there anymore. But anything you do on that pad comes up in your carousel with a shortcut. And when you highlight, you can scroll through it. So when you center the thing that you want to look at, on the bottom of the screen, it gives you suggestions for other things. So if it's a comic book, it'll be like, users also liked, and it'll suggest other comic books. If it's a movie, it'll tell you other movies to watch.
All right, look, you're overwhelming me. We need to go back to this.
Let's get back to this because okay. There's a zillion other features. Oh, I can't wait to show you this one, dude. Let's talk about battery life. No contest.
What do you mean no contest?
iPhone 5, I would walk around the city a lot with my iPhone. If I was listening to music and talking to people on the phone and stuff,
yeah,
2 hours maybe, 2.5, fucking horrific. This fucking thing, dude. If I shut off the Bluetooth and the Wi-Fi, like where it's not endlessly looking for those things, mm-hmm. full fucking day. I'm a day, dude. I get through the fucking day.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I record my comedy sets.
Right.
With my new... Oh, I got to show you these fucking things. You'll love these. Do you record your sets with it?
Well, you sent me the things, and I didn't get... You sent me the links for the mics. I didn't get
show
them
because
I don't have the iPhone anymore.
I want to show you them, and I want to see if they work on that.
They probably don't.
Do you have a recording app?
I think.
Can
I
you record one. With that phone?
Of course, you can record with it. I just don't really use it for that. But yeah, you can. Absolutely.
I'm gonna get these mics while you're telling me. So the battery life is the shit.
Better than
the iPhone 5.
Bob, it's no contest. It's like I couldn't get over the battery life. Now, there are a whole bunch of other features that you can do in here, like real multitasking. You can do a split screen and look at internet on top and email on the bottom.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I got to figure out how to do it. I forget how to do it, but you can split screen your phone. Let me see if I can figure this out.
Can you tell it to split screen?
I don't know. That's bookmarks. We don't want that. This is... There you go. Window manager. So I think now if I go like this, oh no, I remember what it is. Drag it over. Look at that, dude.
What is that? Show me that.
The bottom is email.
Yeah.
There's my email. Up here's the internet.
Fuck you.
Up there's the internet. You want to get rid of it, you just, how do you do this? Oh, you hit that? Oh yeah, X.
All right.
So now it goes back to that. Let me just show you one last feature.
What about the email though?
What about it?
I mean, what do I have to use? Gmail? What do I have to use?
I use Gmail.
Yeah, I have the Me.
I'm sure you can sync it with a zillion different accounts.
You don't have
Gmail.
Me anymore?
I still have it open. I just don't use it.
Okay.
This is the last thing I want to show you. There's a million other features, dude. Like, I honestly am still
learning. Can you use it as a hotspot?
I don't know. I believe so, because most AT&T devices you can. Most of them you can. And I've seen the alert on here, like AT&T hotspot and whatever. So, like, okay. I think you can. But let me just see if I can get this.
What is this? What are you about to show me? What is this smirk? What is this?
I got to come over there.
Am I get to touch it now?
Not yet.
What'd you just drop?
I really want that to be the end when you touch it.
Okay. I don't get to touch it. All right.
Move the mic. Just, so it's not in your way.
All right. We got to talk. Right. I got to talk. I'm not going to touch it. But
hold this. Stare at it.
Okay. I'm staring at it.
See the eye turn green?
Yeah.
Tilt your head down like you want to read down.
What are you fucking talking about?
Tilt your head down like you want to read down. No. Look at the screen. Just tilt your head down like you're reading down. Yeah. You see how it's moving for you? Here, just hold it. Because if I'm holding it, it's making it too hard. Stare until you see the green eye come up.
Hold on. Is it doing it? What? What the fuck is this?
We're not on a scrollable page. Hold on.
What is this?
I'm showing you.
What the fuck is that, dude?
This was the thing where in the store when the guy showed me, I went, fuck you, I'm buying it.
Oh my God.
You need a page that is like long enough to stop. It's long enough to scroll.
Let me see this. Do you got it?
All right, so okay. Hold it. And,
yep.
Like, and wait till you see the green eye.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you just tilt your head down.
What the fuck is that?
It recognizes your fucking eye is what it is. Dude, you can lock this and look at it and it recognizes your goddamn face. And like, there's like crazy.
What do you mean it recognizes your face? Here. What are you talking about? Like facial recognition? This isn't, they don't have facial recognition for the public on a phone. Get on a microphone, would you please? Are you kidding me?
Lock screen.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Screen lock options. Okay, you can lock it and swipe it.
Okay.
You can lock it and look at it with your fucking face, and that unlocks it.
It says fucking face?
You could do face and voice unlock.
Wait a minute, do a fucking face unlock.
I never did one, but I'll try it. Warning, do not use face unlock while driving. Okay. Oh shit!
All right, make sure the mic is in front of your face so it sees your face. So, right now you're using facial recognition. Is it just you?
Oh, you know what? I can't do it in here.
Why?
Because you need to, this is why I never set it up before. Because both times
talking to the mic.
Sorry, you need to be in a very brightly lit room so it can really recognize your face. But it can do it. You just saw it do the thing with your goddamn eye.
That's
it
pretty can do fucking it. Crazy.
It can do it.
That's crazy.
Now I want you to hold it and touch it and feel it.
All right, let me see this. Let me see this fucking thing.
And as you touch it and feel it, just know there's a whole universe that we haven't even explored with this phone yet. By the way, the case, this flip thing, just replaces the back on your phone. So the case is the back of the phone. I have the real back at home. It just snaps right the fuck on. That's it. Your case is part of your phone now. Doesn't bulk it up at all.
Oh, God. Apple stinks.
And you can replace the battery, so you can just have an extra fucking battery. Or get the charge case if you want. I'd rather just have a fucking extra battery.
But you don't need a battery, you said.
No, but I'm saying if you want one, if you're flying like a fucking 20-hour day or whatever, you can do that.
Is it mini USB charge? Let me look at it.
Yeah, it's mini USB.
Oh, my God, dude. Wow. All right, I'm holding this phone, a fucking goddamn Samsung. It's mini USB right in there. There's a bathroom. He just handed me this phone. It's a Galaxy S4. The back is pretty amazing. I mean, it's almost like a, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just, it's a beautiful back. It's got the camera right in the middle with a bright, bright flash. The case, I love these flip cases too. And they make them for iPhone, but you can't protect the back of the phone or the edges of the phone with the one the iPhone has. That's why I bought the wallet case I have. Norton has the iPhone 5 flip that it glues to the back or fucking adheses to the back. It has adhesive tape or something to the back. This actually just becomes the back, which is genius, really. It's fucking genius. And you can see through it. That's actually an upgrade. That you can see through the front of this and see the time and who's calling and how many emails you have. That's pretty, I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, it's slim, it's light, it's sexy as shit. And then, I mean, I really do like the way you flip between screens. It's not a, wow, it's pretty amazing. It really is. It's pretty fucking amazing. And then they have, my God, I mean, the apps are pretty sexy. I mean, this is a great phone. I won't fucking deny it. It is a great phone. Camera, pretty. See, this is the camera. It's kind of weird. I don't know. I'm gonna look at this mode. It has different modes on. This is fucking nuts. Night. I don't know. Maybe. What the fuck is Apple doing? That's what I want to know. What the fuck are they doing? Just stupidness. Yeah, this is a great phone. I like it. I like it. I like the apps and the app store. Oh my God. Am I actually thinking about getting a fucking Galaxy, a Samsung? Am I going to do that? There's a voice recorder. Now, wow, it's brilliant. The voice recorder is brilliant. I want to go into the actual settings, though, and see what they have here for the voice recorder. I love the way the side has... Man, this is a pretty unbelievable. A pretty unbelievable phone.
And then,
I'm sure you can get... I'm going to record right now with this. I want to see if these Edutage microphones, which, like I brought up on the podcast before, Edutage, these are brilliant. I don't know if you see this microphone, and what it does is it pops out. Like,
yeah, those are great.
It pops out, and it's just the microphone with the adapter to plug into your iPhone or device
those
or camera
great.
Or whatever. And I put a Rode vampire clip, which I bought for $5. You get two of them. And I kind of modified it a little bit, but it comes with its own clips.
Great.
But they're not as sexy as the Rode vampire clips. They're not as small. That clips right in. Yeah. I go under my shirt. You don't even know I have it.
Right.
When I'm on stage, this is underneath.
Right.
I record all my sets, and I plug it in. I turn it on. And the thing that I love about it, I do podcasts with my phone now, again, with these mics.
Right.
I have a splitter with two of these. And it goes into the iPhone, and it has this app that records it in high-quality MP3s, and then I can save it right to Dropbox from the app.
Right.
And it goes in, and I could have a podcast up within 10 minutes.
Right.
If I wanted to.
Right.
So I'm going to plug it in. I'm going to record. Swipe screen to unlock. Okay. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. It seems to be working, dude. It's very loud. Yeah, it seems. All right, so we're going to test it with the mic right now. Test with the mic and then see what happens without.
Now, also, too, you're in the regular, like, memo bullshit, whatever.
Yeah, you get an app. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go. Testing with the mic, without. Now, this is without the mic, so let's see what happens here. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. It actually seems like it's going up. It seems like it's going up as much as the regular one. I want to see this now. Voice.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. It seems to be working, dude. It's very loud. Yeah, it seems. All right, so we're gonna test it with the mic right now. Test with the mic and then see what happens. Testing with the mic without. Now this is without the mic. So
sounds good without the mic
let's
too.
See what happens.
I mean, it's better with the mic.
Yeah.
1, 2, testing 1, 2.
Yeah, it's cleaner.
It's cleaner. But it does sound fucking good.
Dude,
it sounds fucking good, man.
And remember this, too. This is coming from a dude. You know I had every phone. I had every iPhone. I'd switch off. I'd get the HTCs. I got the old Samsung. Dude, I had every phone. I was scared when I bought this. Like, am I making a mistake? Dude, let me tell you how much of a mistake I don't feel like I made. I paid $500 to get out of fucking Verizon and break my contract and pay all that bullshit. Now, I got $350 trade-in for my iPhone and everything, and the bill went down, so I'll make back the money I had to spend eventually.
First of all,
but
can you
I
not,
don't regret it at
can
all.
Can you not you do your tech addict math to me?
Yeah, I know.
I know what the fuck... First of all, I know what you... Well, for let me, I spent $500, honey. You do what I have to do with my wife to yourself, which
yeah,
is great.
Course.
You do, listen, I'm going to be making money if I get this phone.
Right. Yeah, I know. The last thing I want to show you is, I got to bounce in a minute, but the last thing I want to show you is the, this is a long, how long have we been on this fucking?
Yeah. I'm going to split this up. This will be split up into two. We're going to do one. The first hour will be the first hour, and the tech talk will be the second hour.
We're going on 2 hours.
Yeah.
Well, amazing. I love it. I'm having fun.
Right.
Swipe. Just go to the home screen.
Yeah.
Like swipe till you're at that middle screen.
Yeah. This screen right here.
Yeah. Hit that down. See the arrow at the bottom? You hit that.
Okay.
You're on the main screen. Hit Google Play Store.
Play Store.
That's your App Store, okay?
Yep, I'm at the Google Play Store.
And what's so cool about the Google Play Store to me, if you'll notice, they put it all in one spot. Everything is in there. Movies, apps,
books,
TV, books, games. Everything. It's in one fucking shop. And they got all the shit the iPhone has. You know? I'm sure there's like certain things, like that doesn't have Vine. It has the Vine reader, so you can watch Vine videos, but you can't follow people. But it doesn't like have the Vine recorder yet. But there's always going to be those horseshit things where like Apple gets exclusivity with something. It's like at the end of the day, what do I care about? Being able to do Vine or being able to fucking have a phone that works like a goddamn.
I like Vine.
It's great. I like Vine too.
I hate.
It'll come to that.
I hate that happens. Like that. I love Vine. Like I'd have to leave my Vine account.
You don't have to leave it. You can do your account on there. You just can't do new videos.
But I can't make Vines.
It'll happen. There's no way it's not going to come to that. There's no fucking way. It's got Instagram. It's got all the other bullshit. There's no way it won't come to that.
They just show you have magazines on here, too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't use it for magazines, but you can do magazines and all that stuff.
It's got magazines on here. It's got music. It's got everything. But you're right. It's all in one thing. It's not fucking a bunch of different stupid things. I'm going to do a search right now. I'm going to search me on your phone.
It's going to be harder for you to type given.
What is that?
What?
There's a little vibration, which I like.
Yeah, it gives you a key vibration if you want it. It's harder. It took me more time to get used to typing.
Do you have the swipe type?
It's got
on
the
this.
Swipe type, which is fucking incredible. And like, I use that now.
That's pretty amazing.
And it doesn't do autocomplete like the iPhone does. What it does is, as you type a word, it gives you several suggestions with the most common or likely being in the center above the keyboard. And then you just hit, you know, you can do that or you can swipe type it. I also like too, dude, the keyboard has consistently the number pad on top of it.
So you don't have to hit that fucking
number button every
time.
Damn
it.
And also, as you're typing numbers, if you space, it doesn't just revert. I hate that the Apple keyboard does it. You're like typing three numbers and you hit space and it reverts back to the letter. I don't know why it does that. Oh, here's the other thing I love that it does. You open your text messages, it doesn't automatically open a text message. And then you go, I didn't want to open that fucking message. I wanted to keep it unread so I knew it was in there. It doesn't do that.
So, but your text messages are this instead of the shitty Apple one.
That's text. You can go into a thread. Don't open like an unread one.
I'll open mine thread. It's big. It's colorful. You know the difference.
Yep.
Wow. Are you fucking selling me on a Samsung?
Dude, Bob, I'm telling you. You know that I was right there with you with the Apple shit. I saw this phone. I started reading about it, and I was like, fuck, man. I think I'm going to get that phone. And I went in, and I lucked out. There was a Samsung rep at Best Buy when I got it, and he was cool. And I go, dude, don't fucking sell me. Just tell me what it does. And he's like, does this? And he started going, and I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then he had the Note.
I love the Note.
Yeah, and I go, dude, should I get this or the Note? And he goes, get the fucking S4. What are you, crazy? And I go, why? And he goes, dude, it's the best phone on the market. He goes, and everything the Note does, that fucking phone does. It just doesn't have a stylus in it. And he goes, I want that phone so bad and I can't have it.
Why can't he have it? He's a rep.
Well, I don't know. He's saying like he didn't feel like buying it or whatever because he had gotten the Note a couple months ago, whatever it was.
You know what I love about this screen? It tells you how many emails you have, the time, everything's big and fat.
Everything.
You get five emails, May 27th. Everything's right on that screen. I love this case. Yeah, but to get out of Apple, dude, what I would have to fucking uproot. I mean, what if the next one's good, dude? What if the next one is the one?
That's what they fucking get you with. And that's what I realized, dude. I was standing in the store talking to the Samsung rep, and I had this fucking epiphany. The only reason I don't want to get rid of my iPhone is because I'm worried that the next one might be good. And I read a fucking review of that phone where they said, like a tech fucking, you know, publication nerd or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a certified thing. And the girl was like, look, I wouldn't expect any huge changes with the next iPhone. It'll probably be an S model. Given their track record and the way things usually occur with them, we know from these hints that this is probably what the changes in the next phone will be, but that phone won't be coming likely until like October. And she said, bottom line, if you want a new smartphone and you want the best fucking thing out there, buy this phone. And that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to go get it. And I went, I talked to the dude. He didn't fucking hard sell me. He was just like, dude, Apple does that shit, dude. You go in the store and you know how I got.
But I've also seen you go back and forth a couple of times,
dude. I am.
You've done it. And I've never wavered. And I've watched you silently, Joe. I've watched you from a distance, and I've watched you run away from Apple and scream. And I was there. I was there at those moments when you were low, when you were down with Apple, and I let you go and fiddle with fucking Verizon and T-Mobile and all the other fucking big and thin and small and better phones, and you always came back.
But you know what the common occurrence was?
What?
If you remember, I've had that phone for a few weeks now. If you remember, within days, I was saying to you, you know what, dude, I like it, but you can't do this, and this annoys me, but it's cool. Dude, I have not had a second of regret with that phone. It's a better phone by light years. By fucking light years.
I have a lot of Apple listeners listening to this podcast.
Well,
I have people that work, geniuses, listen to this podcast.
All right, that's fine. You know how I got my iPhone? Look, dude, I love Apple stuff. I have the computers. I love their, you know, for media work and laptops and the Air and everything. I love all that shit. But you know how I got my fucking iPhone? Because I went to Apple finally, and I was like, I'm sick of this. I've been a goddamn customer since the iPhone 1. I need the new phone. I have an upgrade. I can't get one. You guys are giving me the runaround, telling me to go online every night at midnight. I'm going to switch to a Galaxy. And the girl went, gross. Forget it. I'll hook you up. And it's like, that's Apple's whole thing. We're cool. Really? You're going to go over there? Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. Because you keep telling me take it or fucking leave it. Fuck you. I'm leaving it.
What if the next phone that comes out has all these features?
It won't.
What if the next phone, the next software update, and the next phone has all these features?
Then I'll say to Apple, fuck you. You should have banged me when I was taking you out.
Jesus.
I don't give a fuck.
Am I going to do this?
We know you're going to do it, Bob. You have to. You can't stand the curiosity of knowing it's out there. You know the other thing that's got? It's got this app called like S Drive or something like that. It comes on the phone.
Yeah.
And I just got a car, so I'm like excited about it. You can set your phone. You can turn this app on. And if anybody calls you while you're driving, it automatically sends them a text that says, hey, dude, I'm driving. I can't answer right now. I'm sorry.
All right, listen. I'm gonna take a couple days. I really like this phone. I like it a lot. And the new note's coming out, too, that will do all this.
Yeah, the note's just too big for me.
I love that. I might wait for that. Because you know me, go big or go home.
I know, but this is. I'm glad I bought this phone going into summer because the note, if you're not in a winter coat.
I really thought you were going to smash me for saying that, but go ahead.
No, I wasn't because I know it's true. I wasn't. I'm glad I bought this phone when I did because if it was not summer, I would have been like, this is great. You just put it in your pocket here. Dude, that thing is big, man.
I know. I like it, though.
And if you if you're out in summer clothes, you got nowhere to put it.
I don't have my winter clothes or my summer clothes. Look at me, Joe.
But what you're wearing
what
now.
What do I have?
What you're wearing now. Every guy I know that has a note clips it on his belt.
Ugh. I'm not clipping it on my belt. I'd put it in my pocket. I'd put it in my bag. I'd get the ultimate fucking wrap, silk case, whatever case. You know me, dude. I'm tell you what I'm going to do, you son of a bitch.
Right.
And I'm blaming you for this.
Good.
I'm throwing you under the bus.
Good.
I'm going to do some research. I'm going to look to find out what's coming out for Apple. I'm going to go find out what's coming out for the note. And I'm going to see what's up, and I'm going to find out how much it would cost me, because I don't want to lose my grandfathered ultimate data. What about the data?
Well, I'm a new AT&T customer, so I had to
I have unlimited data on my iPad and my iPhone.
Yeah, I had to do the plan. But that's life, like whatever. They won't. I'll tell you what you can do. They want to, if you want to go drop.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. It's just bar idiots.
Okay.
If you want to go drop the $7 on a fucking brand new phone and not get your deal, then they won't undo your fucking data.
What do you mean?
That's how you have to do it.
$700, buy the phone.
Buy the phone outright, they won't change your plan.
Yeah, but it's unlimited data for an iPhone. I don't think it's unlimited data for this.
When I upgraded my iPhone, they took it away.
Because you signed up for a new plan. I've only upgraded.
No, I didn't. I was with Verizon, and I just upgraded the phone because I had a free upgrade.
Yeah, I'm with AT&T from day one. I've never changed. When iPhone came out with AT&T, I've been with them day one, and unlimited data for $30 a month.
I'm saying if you utilize a free upgrade soon or whenever, they might say, "Yeah, we don't do that anymore."
No, I'm grandfathered in for life. I've always had it.
Dude.
They try to get me out of it. They try to get me, "Hey, we'll give you this, we'll give you that." And I'm like, "Nope. You ain't getting my fucking."
Well, let me tell you about the data thing. I pay with AT&T, I pay $99 a month. It's 3 gigs of data. It's 450 landline minutes. Whenever I talk cell to cell on any network, it's free. You never call a landline anymore unless you're calling your manager. How long do you talk to him for? 10 minutes? You know what I mean?
I talk to Jimmy a lot for like hours.
Well, then you might want to call him from home.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. And unlimited texts. Dude, you're on Wi-Fi so fucking much. As long as you're not walking around on the 4G streaming video all the time, it's like you're not going to go over it, dude. You're just not.
All right, I'm gonna look into this.
All right. I got to bounce.
I'm going to look into this, man. Sorry, Joe. You fucking motherfucker. You've infiltrated me. You're fucking Samsung. You're whatever droid or... You're like the Battlestar Galactica. Who was that? Who was the bad guys on that?
I think you're thinking of the Borgs.
No, that's Star Trek. I'm talking about Battle...
The Cylons.
The Cylons. You're a Cylon.
A little bit. Or a friend. Just remember, most of the shit you read online is going to go, "Apple, the iPhone's still the best." It's like, I am telling you.
I didn't read it today. I knew you were going to talk about this, and I read stuff today. It was announced today. It's the number one phone in the country. It's the number one phone in the world. Actually, in the country. It was in the country. But all right, so here we go. There's Tech Talk. That's an hour fucking Tech Talk show to kick off. Tech Talk with Bobby and Friends. But tonight was the original with Bobby and Joe, the way it used to be back in the day. Chime in. Joe.
I just missed the Tech Talk song because I looked at my goddamn phone.
Somebody screaming outside.
I thought you were just signing off and I looked down.
Yeah.
Because I had to respond to somebody.
Yeah.
And that I have to meet, I mean. Not just, I'm not being a cunt.
Yeah.
And I missed the fucking tech. Fucking.
Tech. Let's do it.
Tech Talk.
With Bobby and Joe.
I'm not.
You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop